Well, I'm going to tell you about this thing later we've got to do, which is kind of, it's not really getting Dave back in pain-wise, but it, mental pain, anyway. So I'll explain what that's all about. Mm-hmm. Oh, should I do it? Should I say it now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Where's the music, Al?
It's right, mass opener.
Okay, here we are.
And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Maths Question of the Day.
So it's exam season, and to make those of you who are taking exams not feel as though you're on your own and all these out-of-touch DJs don't know what you're going through, we've decided to put Alad and Carrie and Dave through a maths exam. Now, this is all genuine. Is this the GCSE level?
Yes.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
No, you made me do that. So Friday, Alad, Carrie and Dave, genuinely, with Greg James and Scott Mills and James King and Nick Grimshaw, are all going to sit a maths paper, a GCSE advanced maths paper. They will do it under absolute exam conditions, and then they will get their results in August, I believe, then, on the day that everybody who's taken...
Yeah.
Now, is this a paper from this year?
No.
But it's a very similar...
Yes.
Like, it'll probably be last year's paper or something like that.
Yeah.
To help Alad, Carrie and Dave, we thought we'd call on one of our friends to make sure that they're prepared. It's Rob DJ, and Rob DJ is going to initiate this maths test. There'll be one question every day this week, is that right?
Yes.
So, Rachel ran me through some of the questions the other day. Okay, out of 5 questions, I got 2 right, and there were 2 questions I actually didn't understand.
That bodes well, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Dave's weakness is maths. And also having a man stick his elbow in his buttocks.
I'm not good at either.
No. So what we'll do is we'll play a couple of records, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you your maths test for today.
Okay.
Now, this is always very funny to listen to. Grown men and women who have forgotten how to count.
Can I just say as well, with this upcoming exam on Friday, all the people who are organising this GCSE, they keep coming and they go, have you done some revision? Do you want some revision questions, some past papers? And they're taking it very, very seriously.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't revised at all. And
I'm over.
And wasn't planning to be honest with you. But everybody feels that perhaps I should be doing some work towards this.
I've done nothing. I've looked at 2 pages of the like past paper that was given us as a guide, and I just scared me. I just ignored it.
Dave, what are 7 sevens?
49.
3 eights.
24.
4 plus 9.
13.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be great.
Yeah.
So, GCSE maths question, advanced maths question for Alad, Carrie and Dave. Why are you out? Because you have your ankle?
That's right.
Right, okay.
I've got ligament damage.
It's quarter past 8 and we'll do the maths question next. Right, let's make Dave feel stupid.
And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Maths Question of the Day.
Okay, so to celebrate exam time, Comedy Dave and Alad and Carrie are going to take a maths exam on Friday. And every day this week, we're going to give them one question. A GCSE advanced maths paper question. And then on Friday, under proper exam conditions, they will do a genuine GCSE maths paper, advanced maths paper. What is in here? What is this? Is this my script for link?
Yes, I think it's the script with the question involved included. Right. I haven't seen that.
Now, Alan hasn't seen it. Neither has Dave or Carrie. You haven't seen this question, have you?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So,
we've turned our texts off as well.
So yeah, good. And your phone's off and all of that. No one's allowed to leave the room. And here is Mr. Rob DJ.
Hi, it's Rob DJ here with your first maths question of the week.
You all got pen and papers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is such a brilliant question, Dominic. I'm so excited. I've got the same feeling in my stomach as Dave had when he was about to watch me go through pain. Alad, how are you feeling? Genuinely now.
Really nervous, because my flatmate will be listening and he's very clever with maths and I'll look thick.
Dave?
Well, bearing in mind, I had to do my maths GCSE twice, first time round. I had to come back for summer school because I didn't get the required C grade. So I'm always
I didn't get the required E.
I'm always nervous when there's numbers involved.
Oh, I've got a bit of clarification with the scores, by the way. The grades on this, you know, there's got two papers. Foundation means you can get D all the way down. On the paper we're doing, you can get an A, B, C, or fail.
On this paper?
On this paper.
Brilliant.
So it's either A, B, C, or you don't get a score.
Carrie?
I feel nauseous, and I'd just like to ask if I get half a point if I write my name.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Here is the question from Rob DJ. You ready?
Yeah.
Can we turn over?
Yeah, what happens? Do we turn over or do we...
No. Just wait.
Okay.
Rachel is making cakes. She's using a recipe for 12 small cakes, which uses 240 grams of flour. A bag contains 3 kilograms of flour. What percentage of flour in the bag is used to make 30 small cakes?
Now that's what I'm talking about!
Should we be making notes, or is this written down somewhere?
It's written down.
Okay.
We'll turn it over.
Yeah.
Turn it over?
Yeah. Turn it over, and there is your question. Once again, here is the question from Rob DJ.
Rachel is making cakes.
So Rachel is making cakes. Sure. Mm. She likes to do that.
She's using a recipe for 12 small cakes, which uses 240 grams of flour.
Okay, I understand that, Rob.
A bag contains 3 kilograms of flour.
Oh, this is where certain people are going to fall at the first hurdle.
Oh, no.
What percentage of flour in the bag is used to make 30 small cakes?
Why, oh, no, Alan?
Got to work out how many grams are in a kilogram.
Brilliant. Okay, well, nobody help anybody else. Dave's got a face of, I'm going to be embarrassed.
How long do we have to do this?
We were going to do it a seg, but...
Exam conditions loosely apply. Don't confer or copy each other's answers. You will have one record to work out the answer.
Oh, no, can't
that's
do
not,
that.
Is that enough?
Yes, you can.
That's
I
not
did
enough.
It. By the way, can I just say, I think this is, in all honesty, Rachel ran 5 questions past me in the cafe the other week, and I think this is the one I got right. She'll text me if she's listening, but I'm sure this is the one that I got right. And I just sat and worked it out in front of her. So you've got one record to work it out, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to play that record as loud as I can in your headphones so you can't count properly. You know who it is, oh boy. It's 8:27. I'm not your substitute, I'm loving this. You right there, Dominic?
I don't understand it.
Right. I've got to be honest, I disappeared after the word cake. We are always children. When we were children, we're children now, we will always be children. So Carrie and Dave and Alad are under exam conditions trying to work out this maths question. Dominic, during the record, goes over to Dave and goes, "Hey Dave, what?" And I'm like, "Shh, seriously, you're not allowed to talk to him. We're doing this as serious as we can. I want to have a go." So I'm like, "Well, come around here." So then me and Dominic have been trying to work it out. Now, Dominic fell at the first hurdle. He read the question and he went, "I don't know what to do." So I've just gone through it with him, right? The answer's here. And I've just tried to work it out with Dominic, and he went, "Is that how you do it?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know whether I've just completely done something silly."
I've done a dramatic amount of rounding up.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Maths Question of the Day.
Okay, so, here is the question, the GCSE Advanced Maths Paper question for Carrie, Comedy Dave and Alad from Rob DJ.
Rachel is making cakes. She's using a recipe for 12 small cakes, which uses 240 grams of flour. A bag contains 3 kilograms of flour. What percentage of flour in the bag is used to make 30 small cakes?
Okay. Keith Chegwin has texted in what he believes the answer to be. Us as our executive producer, Piers. Vernon Kay has not texted.
And his brother is a maths teacher.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go around and ask you what all your answers are. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
Do you want workings out?
No. First of all, I'm going to ask you what your answers are and then... So, Alad, I would like to know what your answer to the question is. The question being... What percentage of flour in the bag is used to make 30 small cakes? Your answer is?
20%.
Dave, what is your answer?
20%.
And Carrie?
20%.
What was your answer, Dominic?
I'm still working it out.
Okay. Do you want to talk us through what you did, Alad?
a kilogram is 1,000 grams, so 240 goes into 3,000 12 times. So there were 12 cakes times 12. I'm rounding up.
So you've worked out how many grams are in a bag of flour? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
So then you're trying to work out what?
No, 12 small cakes to 240 grams.
Yeah.
We've got 3,000 grams of flour. So you could make 12 times 12 out of 3,000.
Right.
Which makes 144 cakes. They wanted 30 cakes.
Yeah.
So I divided 144 by 30, which gives you about 5. So a fifth of 100% is 20.
Jesus.
Do you know what?
Whoa,
You've got all the way around. You're delivering mail to house number 2, and what you've done is you've gone all the way to the end of the street and back again to realise it was where you were kind of stood.
Also, bear in mind you've done all that rounding up and rounding down. It's amazing that actually you got
It might be 21.5 or something, but I rounded to 20.
Okay, Dave, talk us through what you did.
Well, there's 240 grams are used to make 12 small cakes. Yeah. Therefore, 20 grams are used to make one cake. So then...
Do you try to work out how many grams make one cake?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Kerry?
I just find it really odd how we've all worked out in a completely different way.
Well, I've got to say, Dave did exactly what I would do. So, I need to work out how many grams is in one cake.
So, if there's 20 grams in one cake, then obviously 30 small cakes will use up 600 grams.
That's right.
The bag is 3,000 grams, so therefore 600 grams is exactly one-fifth of 3,000, expressed as a percentage is 20%.
Oh, that's better.
I did it a bit differently.
Okay.
Because if you've got 12 small cakes, to make 30 small cakes, that is 2.5 times 12 is 30. So therefore, 2.5 times 240 gets you the amount of grams you need to make 30 cakes, which is 600.
I'll say that again. What?
You've got 12 small cakes.
Yeah.
And you want to make 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
12 times 2.5 is 30.
Okay,
so 2.5 times 240 is 600, and then of 3,000, that's 20%.
All right, well done. Well, I've got news for you. Here is the answer, the actual correct answer, even though you three look very pleased, and you've all got the same answer, so you all naturally assume that you're right, when in fact, Rob?
The answer is...
It is right, isn't it?
It is right, yeah.
20%.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Dominic Byrne, I think, is still confused over the actual question. Right.
I was trying to time...
By the way, I was right, wasn't I? I was trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Right, here's what I did with Dominic. I worked out how many grams were in one cake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I then worked out how many grams would be used for 30 cakes.
Yep.
I then worked out how many grams would be in one bag of flour. How many we need to make the cakes, how many in one bag of flour. All I left Dominic with was 600 grams to make the cake, 3,000 grams of flour. Work it out.
Mm. That's right.
And you still haven't?
Well, I didn't do it that method. I tried to do something...
No, but I left you with... this is how many grams it is to make the cakes. This is how many grams in the bag. Work out a percentage. That's the answer.
That's what I should have done, yeah.
And
which would have been 20%,
one,
wouldn't it?
Is it?
This, honestly, there are questions that I didn't understand. Mm. This is no word of a lie. I'm so pleased I'm not doing this.
Me too.
I'd rather have a guy crack my back than be embarrassed every day this week.
Yeah, well, so far, no embarrassment from us.
No, but let me tell you. There was one question I didn't even understand.
I mean, granted, these are exams which are intended to be done when you're 15, but still.
So, well done. Everybody is right. So, that was you. If you're going through exam hell at the moment, best of luck. Be safe in the knowledge that you're at least more intelligent than Dominic Byrne.
Well, I mean, that's a given, isn't it?
Mm.
And remember, if you are completely stupid and you fail everything and you don't know what you're going to do with your life as a career...
Yes, they are. Now, if you want to be as excited as these guys are, then you have to go on our website, bbc.co.uk. It's nothing to do with it. It's channel4.com/BBLB. That's my other job, sorry. To apply.
I rest my case. So they'll all go into question number 2 tomorrow feeling confident.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
So 600 grams makes the cake and 3,000 grams in the bag, Dominic. What's the percentage?
20%.
Right.
That's right, isn't it? That's a fifth.
How do you... Yeah.
Because it's a fifth.
Well done. Yeah.
I'm not doing it. Don't pick on me.
Right, Coldplay, play.